Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor May, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Thursday, 25th of March, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. Background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person. Tonight, 15 new cases of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man. So that's 646 active cases, 16 in nobles, 3 in intensive care. And in this update tonight, the latest on today's COVID briefing. Swim, yes, but no organised dips. Horse trams to the sea terminal will need another vote. Heritage and culture needs a new financial structure. On lockdown 3, day 23.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, 29 minutes before 6, these are the update news headlines. First of May, Tessa Hawley.
First of May, a man arrested at Laxey Beach this morning will appear in court tomorrow. He's been charged with an offence contrary to the Public Health Protection coronavirus regulations. Police say they won't make any further comment at this time and have asked people not to speculate on the matter online. 15 new cases of COVID-19 have been detected in the last 24 hours. 14 are linked to existing transmission and one is from an unknown source. There are now 646 active cases on the island. The Chief Minister says it's still too early to determine when this lockdown will end. Howard Quayle addressed the issue at the COVID-19 media conference today. He says there's still some way to go before changes can be made. Further afield, Boris Johnson suggested it may only be possible to introduce vaccine passports once all adults have been offered a jab. They're being considered to help get the hospitality sector up and running quicker, but pub landlords argue they'll be unworkable. New Zealand's passed a law which allows parents who've suffered a miscarriage or stillbirth to take bereavement leave. It gives mothers and their partners the right to 3 days paid instead of needing to take it off sick. And TUI has announced cuts to its summer holiday schedules over fears of a third coronavirus wave in Europe. The travel company says it will provide 75% of its usual capacity during peak times. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Tessa. Yes, this really is spring. Take a look outside from the Ronalds Way Met Office. Strong winds in the North Irish Sea. Wet and windy this evening on the Isle of Man and through the night as well, but it will clear around dawn. The wind will turn to the west and ease down to 4 degrees through the night. For Friday, Chahenya tomorrow, dry in the morning with sunny spells. Then the fresh west-southwesterly will bring showers, turning a little wintry over the hills. Top temperature is 8 degrees. Through the night into Saturday, 3 degrees the overnight minimum temperature. And for Jasan, dry and bright at first, then cloudy and wet in the afternoon. Daytime maximum 9 degrees. There's fog on the mountain road tonight. Sunset 19 minutes to 7. High water 25 to 10. The overnight low tide 12 minutes to 4 a.m. Sunrise 6 minutes past 7. Tomorrow morning's high water 20 to 10. And the clocks go forward Saturday into Sunday.
Manx Glass and Glazing are able to offer an emergency out-of-hours boarding up service. Call 491918.
15 new cases of COVID-19 have been detected on the Isle of Man in the last 24 hours, an increase of one from the previous day. Tessa's back with the details.
Of the new cases, 14 are linked to existing transmission and one is from an unknown source. There are now 646 active cases of coronavirus. 16 people who have the virus are in hospital. 3 are in intensive care. Dr. Henrietta Ewart, the Director of Public Health, says the curve is coming down, albeit slowly.
Part of this is because of the large amount of household transmission we're seeing, and with some large households involved, that's why the numbers are staying high. That part of the curve should start to come down over the next few days. The more worrying one is the persistent presence of the sporadic community ones, and obviously the question today that we may have had another cross-border importation of a case, which we need to look at in more detail to try and understand. And that really just links back to what we've been saying for months now, which is however good we get the position on the island, we're only as safe as the last person across the border. So again, just to reiterate how important it is to follow to the letter any self-isolation instructions and direction notices that people have been given.
Gatherings are against the law, says the Chief Minister. Howard Quayle, MHK, was speaking in response to a question during today's media briefing about the Laxey Bay Dippers. The incident has sparked divisive public reaction. It's after an alleged group gathering 2 days in a row.
We cannot legislate for every possible event that can go on. We are trusting people to act sensibly, and obviously, saying hello to someone as you walk past, when you're walking the dog maybe, and just going around them and keeping your distance, that's human nature. We're not saying you're going to end up in prison with that. But the rules are no different than we've been through this before. So we're just asking people to be sensible. The Manx public have been fantastic with this. So, I just can't see any difference to what we've done before, and if people follow the rules, we will be fine. People are following the rules. The number of cases are coming down, the number of unexplained in the community has come right down, so that's obviously working because people are following the rules. And if you go and gather in a group of 10-20 people, that is clearly breaking the law. If you walk past someone walking the dog and you stop and say a quick hello to them out of a civil courtesy and then you move on, then you're hard pushed to say that's breaking the law. But if you are told, on more than one occasion, if it's explained to you that you are breaking the law and then you can continue to carry on doing that, then you can only expect severe action from the police. They are very reasonable. They have these four E's that I've just said, the engage, explain, encourage, and then enforce. And that's what's happened in this situation.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Good evening, 23 minutes before 6. If you're listening to Manx Radio live this evening, online, smartphone app, smart speaker, FM or AM from Douglas in the Isle of Man, good evening. If you're listening to this update as a podcast anywhere in the world, any time of day or night, hello to you. A man arrested at Laxey Beach this morning will appear in court tomorrow. He's been charged with an offence contrary to the Public Health Protection Coronavirus Regulations 2020. Police say they won't make any further comment at this time and have asked people not to speculate on the matter. Rhiann Evans spoke to Inspector Paul Kemp.
Well, if you look at our social media, you see that our patrols are out there and we're trying to be out in as many places as we possibly can be, partly to reassure the public as well, because at the end of the day, you might have members of the public who are vulnerable, who are trapped inside or feel trapped inside. They can't go anywhere because they're having to isolate, and the only contact they might have is somebody who delivers food to them. And one of the things we're doing is using our social media presence that a little bit more wisely to kind of show what we're doing, that we're out there, that we are trying to look after the public. And it's very much from that sort of way of doing things. Our processes are very much geared around trying to explain and educate and sort of divert people from doing these things. But unfortunately, then we have to enforce at the end of it, which is where, if we're out on patrol and we find people in situations they shouldn't be, and perhaps they've been warned before, arrests and things like that will happen thereafter. But basically our approach at the moment is very much making sure that our patrols are out there and very much looking after the community.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Bette McCrea left Heesh at a minute past two this afternoon. She's just this minute in Douglas Inner Harbour, arriving just to ready to spin round, get onto the link span. And we'll be departing this evening at 7:45, arriving in Heesham at 11:30, and back departing 2:15, back in Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Keen Isle of Man steam packet spotters will note that the Fastcraft Mananan is tied up in harbour as well. The Arrow is out anchored in the bay. The Fastcraft season's been delayed. It was due to start tomorrow, but HSC Mananan will be providing cover for the Bette McCrea's period of overhaul. From the middle of next month, the Arrow will provide the freight service.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Back to the horse trams. Yes, the horse trams. Tynwald will once again be asked to approve plans to run the horse tram tracks between the Broadway and the Sea Terminal in Douglas. The work's now been removed from the main promenade scheme despite previously being planned, budgeted for and approved. It's now going to be up to the next administration to vote for once again. Ewan Gawn spoke to the Infrastructure Minister, Tim Baker, and asked if the move is anti-democratic.
Well, we didn't have any choice, Ewan, because in order to avoid the whole of the prom being a building site right through this summer season, we had to make some hard choices. And the department looked at the different options. It's a discrete piece of work. It's away from the rest of the scheme. It's on the seaward side of the prom. It's a different skill set laying those rails than the vast majority of the prom, which of course is largely a services project. And when you look at how long it would take to do it, it was not possible to deliver that and meet the objective of being off the prom
That's your argument for, and I understand that argument. But what I fail to understand is, Timwald, what Timwald votes for important in this context? Can government move goalposts and conditions based on what happened? Of course, things change. Of course, they do from when original votes take place. But surely you've got to honour the spirit of what's decided.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's why I said right from day one that I was committed to delivering it as per the will of Timwald.
But you might not be in post. I don't know what's going to happen in the election. You might not be there to follow that through next after September.
Granted, yeah. I mean, I may not get re-elected as a member of the House of Keys for Aaron Michael. Even if I do, I may not be a minister because it's not in my gift. And even if I am a minister, there are other departments. The needs of the island may differ. So you're absolutely right.
So with that in mind, I mean, how can people believe the promise there to get it committed, get the scheme as agreed finished?
Well, they're just going to have to accept. That's the best thing that I can actually say, isn't it? I can't say anything other than that. I am personally committed to doing everything I can to get the scheme finished.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
18 minutes before 6, after 29 years in production, the Ford Mondeo is going. It was launched in the UK in 1993. It sold 5 million models since on the back of popularity with both families and executives. Demand since shifted towards SUVs and lower emission cars, and Mondeo Man will no longer be. Well, after 2022, that is. Production of the Mondeo will stop at Ford's plant in Valencia in early 2022. Ford plans that all its vehicles sold in Europe and Britain will have a hybrid or electric option by 2026 and will be fully electric by 2030. The Japanese owner of the giant cargo ship that's been blocking the Suez Canal since Tuesday has apologised for the disruption to global trade. Shuhei Kaizen Kasher says it's trying to sort out the whole thing as soon as possible, but that dislodging the Ever Given is proving very difficult. Marine and salvage engineers failed in the latest attempt today to float it, and the blockage is creating huge tailbacks. More than 150 vessels are currently in the queue. The 400-metre-long, 200,000-tonne vessel became wedged across the canal in high winds and a dust storm. The Suez Canal provides the shortest sea link between Asia and Europe. The alternative route around the Cape of Good Hope on the southern tip of Africa adds 2 weeks onto the journey. The vessel's operated by the Taiwanese transport company Evergreen Marine.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks pull back as investors consider the ramifications of a surge in C-19 cases. The US dollar paired gains, oil fell, gold gained as well. And in corporate news, Burberry was the biggest faller. Traders noted it's among the companies potentially facing a backlash in China. According to reports, Burberry, Adidas, Nike and New Balance are among the companies that have criticised the Xinjiang Cotton Company. And the numbers now at the close in London. Ramsey Crookall report that the FTSE 100 was down 0.5% at 6,674. The DAX in Frankfurt closed just about flat, slightly up at 14,621, 0.8%. At just after 5 o'clock in New York City, the industrial, the Dow Jones, up a tenth of a percent at 32,469. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down four hundredths of a percent at 12,956. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 up two tenths of a percent at 3,896. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth currently $1 37.3 cents, €1 16.7 cents, and 20 South African rand 62.9 cents. And in commodities, gold down a third of a percent at $1,728 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil down 3.5% at $61.80.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Krukor, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseykrukor.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
14 minutes before six, a Manx National Heritage trustee has welcomed Treasury support to repair the Laxey Wheel, but says there are structural problems in the way heritage and culture themselves are funded. Phil Gorn says the funding is astonishing, but says we have a long way to go if we want to preserve the Isle of Man's history.
There's only so much fixing that you can do of certain items before they eventually become unfixable. So this is why a revenue bid was made to Treasury to undertake this work. And of course, in the past, government has always funded repairs to the Laxey Wheel as long as it's been in public ownership. So I think this is why trustees, at least, were a little surprised when there didn't appear to be the funding made available this time round.
Of course, you were quite outspoken on the budget day, particularly during Manx Radio's Man in Line programme. You mentioned at the time that Treasury's heritage policy was shocking, you described it as, and that they were choosing short-term gain for long-term pain. How does that sit with those comments now?
Well, certainly it's very welcome that Treasury have found a way, and you know, it is quite extraordinary as well. Possibly I'm not speaking now necessarily collectively with my trustee hat on, but generally my concerns are shared by many in heritage, culture, language areas of the island, that we've been living on fairly limited means for quite a number of years now. In this specific instance, this is very much welcomed, and I very much applaud the Treasury members who have gone the extra mile here to try and find a solution. But there are still ongoing structural problems with the way in which heritage and culture are funded on the island.
Manx Radio Sport.
Bastamai, Rhiann Evans.
Bastamai, applicants are piling up for this year's Race the Sun event. The annual challenge was cancelled last year because of the pandemic, but it's due to go ahead this time around on the 22nd of May, COVID restrictions allowing. It's open to teams of up to 10 people who each run one of the 10 sections, which vary in length, landscape and difficulty, ranging from 6.5 miles to 12 miles in distance. How it works is the first runner gets going from Peel at sunrise at 5:01, and your team, in a relay-like fashion, has to complete the 100-mile coastal footpath or Radnor Follin route, finishing back at the start in Peel before sunset, which will be at 9:17. To take part, though, each team does have to raise money for a charity. This will be the 12th year the race has gone ahead, and in that time, the event has raised more than £120,000 for good causes. You can find out more information on routes or register a team online via the link on this story at manxradio.com on our sports page. Further afield in cricket, and England captain Owen Morgan has been ruled out of his side's final 2 one-day internationals in India with a hand injury. Morgan split the webbing between his thumb and index finger during England's defeat in the first ODI on Tuesday. Up to 10 Russian track and field athletes will be able to compete as neutrals at the Tokyo Olympics this summer. Athletics World Governing Body has reinstated a scheme allowing Russian athletes who meet anti-doping criteria to compete under a neutral flag. The authorised neutral athlete scheme was announced in March 2020, but then was suspended over further violations. Russia has been banned from competing as a nation in athletics since 2015. And speaking of the Olympics, a year later than planned and despite an ongoing global pandemic, the torch relay for the delayed Tokyo Olympics finally got underway in Japan today. The 121-day relay signals the start of the build-up to this summer's Games, which were postponed from 2020 because of the coronavirus crisis. The torch was lit during a ceremony in Fukushima and will be carried by 10,000 runners across Japan before the lighting of the Olympic cauldron at the Games opening ceremony on the 23rd of July.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Open as normal during this circuit break.
Fog on the mountain road at the moment. If you're driving, do take care. One departure, one arrival. Loganair's LM685, the patient transfer plane, left 10 minutes late at 10 past 5. Coming back as LM686 at 20 to 7 this evening. On the Rose Quarter Bridge Road, still those nighttime closures for resurfacing and footpath reconstruction till the end of this month. So next Thursday it should be finished. Ellerslie Gardens in Castletown by Malou Street's closed to vehicles between the junction with School Hill Avenue and the cross for those drainage works as well. Mona Drive is still closed to vehicles there till the middle of April, really, for the Douglas Promenade work. Switzerland Road in Douglas, an extension on the closure there by Queen's Promenade for the refurb work till the 30th of April. In Ramsey Glen, Elphin Road's got parking suspension for construction work. And there's also South Prom in Ramsey. Footways east and west of the promenade closed and a parking suspension for the refurb and building of the new RNLI lifeboat station.
Quayside Tyres use Xmas to sanitise all vehicles and is available for your home or workplace. For tyre requirements, we can come to your drive or workplace with no call-out charge during the circuit break or arrange collection and return. Call 664417.
Extra financial support will be given to the mental health services required, the message from the Minister today. David Ashford, MHK, was responding to police figures released this week, which show 11 people have made threats of suicide during the current lockdown.
More has gone into mental health over the last few years. In fact, mental health, as I said in Keys the other day, actually overspent its budget last year, and there was the ability to do that. We do hold some reserves within the department that we can utilise if necessary and give extra financial support if necessary to mental health. Also, if something occurs into year, we can always make further bids to Treasury to set something up. The support that we had in place at the last lockdown is still in place. We are still dealing with the people that we know about. So everything hasn't come to a complete standstill just because we're in lockdown. So there is still support there. Some of it may not be as much face-to-face as it was before. But also health and well-being isn't just around what the department can do. It's about what the individual can do to help as well. And also one of the things that helps facilitate that is human interaction. Because we know from speaking to people, that has been the thing that has caused the most problems, where people have been on their own, feel completely isolated, not having that normal ability to even just chat to someone. And that is precisely why we brought the bubble in. So it's not all about what the department can do or, you know, what money we can push at it. There are other simple ways as well that we can assist people out in the community, and that's what we are looking to do.
Douglas East MHK Chris Robertshaw says the Department of Infrastructure is trying to hide an overspend by splitting up the Douglas Promenade scheme. He said removing parts of the project by sleight of hand is disgraceful.
I think Tim Baker's comments are sincere in the sense that he wants it to happen, but he knows when he says that he has no control over it. It's all about hiding overspends. And I think, I think it's disgraceful. They've overspent on the promenade, and by sleight of hand, by removing part of the task to another vote later on, it means they want us to vote twice for the same thing when we've already, as Tim will, voted the money in and voted the proposal in. What will not happen is that we won't be able to vote in as a supplementary vote the overspend elsewhere and have that properly examined. So this, and I said in on the floor of Keys, I think it was, that this was improper. This is quite improper, and it's verging on being disingenuous. What should happen is the money that was allocated for the vote agreed for the continuation of the horse tram to the sea terminal should have been retained in the budget, and DOI should have come back to Tim Wald and said, look, guys, we've overspent here and there, and this is why it's happened, and we now want you to pass that supplementary vote. It's not good enough, it's improper, and it's not the way public funds should be spent. And you can tell by my tone that I'm pretty angry about this.
That's the hiding of an overspend. Some would say that this is also really, well, it is very politically charged. Do you think because it's politically charged, there's other elements at play here? There's politics going on in this.
Well, politics always plays a part in everything we do by definition. But that doesn't, for a second, mean that we can start conducting ourselves improperly in the way public funds are allocated. There's no excuse for this in any shape or form. They should be coming to us and say, this is where we've overspent and this is the cost of it. Surely the right thing to do.
That's it for Update tonight. Remember, everything you've heard tonight and more can be heard on manxradio.com and by our free app. Manx Radio is also on Facebook. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. Stick around, Chris Kinley's on the way with the greatest hits and a COVID-19 update at 7 o'clock tonight. I'm Andy Wint. An update returns tomorrow evening, Friday evening at 5:30. Thanks for tuning in tonight, and have a good evening.
WINT.